And now, Chief, our next presentation is from Judge Herman regarding San Luis Obispo County. San Luis Obispo, sorry.
Well, all right, this is...
I'm now pleased to report on our visit to our good neighbor to the north, the San Luis Obispo Superior Court, and this was a very focused visit, wearing two hats. My hat is chair of JCTC as well as chair of my own court's technology committee. As the council will recall, and I'm going to focus specifically on their Tyler Odyssey project, which has gone live. They are the first court in the state to go live with Odyssey, and they're now 25 courts, including San Luis Obispo, signed up, and they are the only court so far to deploy Odyssey. So council may recall, they were a CCMS early adopter for V4. When that project terminated, they were sort of hung out to dry. They had a failing case management system, and under the old emergency rules for courts in distress, we authorized the purchase with council oversight of a new case management system. They did go live in January of 2014, and they did make an earlier presentation this year to the council on that project. So my team from Santa Barbara visited Judge Harmon and Susan Matherly, the court executive officer, and we spent a day with them. And they've been hugely generous in terms of sort of sharing their lessons learned with other courts that are coming onto the Tyler Odyssey system. That's Presiding Judge Harmon there, second from the right. And let's see. And that's the best view I have of CEO Susan Matherly. At any rate, we had a meeting on site, and sort of the lessons learned that the San Luis Obispo Court shared with us was the necessity to build a staff support and to get staff ownership and buy-in, which they really have done a terrific job. We visited with staff throughout the day. The staff is enthusiastic about the project. Obvious that there was excitement and buy-in to the project. Another takeaway was the necessity for staff training. They felt if they had it to do over again, they'd spend much more time on staff training. They talked about the policy decisions that need to be made regarding data conversion. Do you scan everything? Do you only scan cases as they are opened? And you scan cases as they come on calendar, old cases, new cases, probation cases, et cetera. They have a legal process clerk in the courtroom along with the courtroom clerk so that a transaction in court is immediately posted and closed out rather than having to go to the back office, which is a very efficient process. They are working policy wise on their online public portal security levels. They've initiated a single case number for all justice partners. In other words, instead of having the court case number, the DA case number, sheriff's case number, they've got a single case number approach. Managing change was very important. They did a lot of outreach to the bar. They did a lot of work with their own staff internally. Susan Matherly said that there was a lot of, she takes the calls personally from counsel, that there was a lot of help desk it don't work calls. It turned out that really it was almost entirely human error rather than the fault of the Odyssey product, and people were too quick to blame the technology, and it turns out that the technology is a pretty strict task mistress. So if you don't get it right, it's not going to be accepted by the system. And they've worked through that with the bar, and the bar again is very pleased. I've talked to San Luis Obispo lawyers and Santa Barbara lawyers who have worked with the system. Overall, they're very pleased with the system. Judges. Just generationally, we're not the most adept at technology issues. A lot of us are analog folks caught in a digital hell. So, so there's sort of real concern about, you know, how things were going to go with the judiciary. And it turned out it went very well. In fact, Judge Harmon said that, surprisingly, judges that she felt would have a real difficulty making the transition, actually really took a shine to the technology pretty early on. The challenges with the judges were getting them to slow down because, you know, old school, and it still is the case in my county, old school, the in-courtroom clerk is taking notes as the case goes forward, and then, you know, after we climb off the bench, then the clerk takes that and checks boxes on a minute order. But with the Odyssey system, the clerk is processing the case real time. So the need for judges to realize that they're not only working with a court reporter, if they have a court reporter, but they also need to take into account the clerks need to get the information real time, and they need to wait for real-time clerical input. One of the unanticipated consequences of the system, and I can't tell yet whether this is really as a result of the system or an anomaly, but there's been a significant reduction in continuances. Sort of when you think about it, well, I need to continue a case because I can't find the file because it's on maybe on my research attorney's desk, or it hasn't been, it's been misfiled someplace, so I need to continue, or I left it in my car trunk and it's at home someplace. You know, all of those problems are alleviated when you've got a digital system. Outstanding challenges are the local and statewide justice partners. The justice partner interface issue that I talked about earlier in my report sort of came up first with San Luis Obispo, since they were going live in terms of those interfaces. And again, that's going to be an ongoing project for us. And they've done a lot of workarounds. For example, locally they have a computer terminal over at the probation department that communicates by VPN to the court, and that's not the most elegant solution, but it's working for the time being. In any event, I did have an opportunity to go into the courtroom and watch the system in action from the judicial perspective. And backing up one, this is the clerk station, and every clerk station, they have double screens, which makes the process much more efficient for data entry, and again, both a courtroom clerk and an operational clerk to conclude the transactions real time. This is the view from the judge's bench, and you can see the screen. It's a large screen, a 23 by 18 inch screen. It's a touch screen process, so that pretty much it's as if you actually had a file on your desk, and you can, as you do with an iPad and with Windows 8, you can essentially touch screens and swipe through as you call your cases and as you manage your calendar. And I did run into one of our new incoming judicial council member, Judge Marty Tangeman, while I was up there on the visit, walking around. And Judge Tangeman, do you have anything to add?
Well, keeping in mind that I just have about 20 seconds or so within your time limit, I'll just say that we have gone live. It's been 7 months. We've experienced several bumps in the road. As Jim has pointed out, a lot of those bumps were caused by human error, operator error, which were immediately attributed to the technology. Our presiding judge has been very good at staying on top of this and pointing out that it's human error, not technological error. The technology is working nicely. Many of our judges are no longer physically touching files and going through their calendars without doing that. On the criminal side, I'm on the civil side. We have implemented e-filing, and so I now get instantaneously the not only the moving papers, the opposition, the reply. There's no longer any excuse or reason for not having all of the civil documents in front of me on the bench. I can go through them with the touchscreen technology. It's a wonderful innovation. It's working out well. We have a lot of bumps still to go through. At 7 months, though, I think we're ahead of our schedule. We still have to open up our public portal to let the public into the system. That'll take probably a few more months before we can get there. But we're very pleased with the progress we've made and be happy to allow any other courts access to the system or tours, just as we did for Judge Herman at any time.
Yeah, it was very helpful. We are a Tyler court in deployment, and that was very helpful and very generous of your court to share your lessons learned, which we will take to heart. And I think as courts come online with Tyler, your experience again will be useful. So thank you for that. Any questions?
Well, I would be remiss also to fail to point out how much at the San Luis Obispo County Superior Court we appreciate the Judicial Council stepping up and saving us from what was about to happen with the withdrawal of CCMS and the withdrawal and failure of our computer system. It's worked out very well for us, and so because of that, if nothing else, we're happy to open up our courtroom for use by other courts that are interested in this process. Thank you all very much.
Any questions?
Yes. Just out of curiosity, how does a trial judge review the files at midnight before the hearing? Can it be accessed by an iPad?
You can, but for example, I have a VPN. I have a remote connection to my court, so I can actually remotely by any of my devices through VPN and essentially enter my computers if I were in court. Now, I don't know, Marty,
That is the means of access for us. As soon as we have the public portal opened up, then that's going to give us additional access from other remote locations. And so we're looking forward to that.
So that's exactly right. If you've got a VPN connection, you can connect your desktop or your chambers view from anywhere. You can access your files. No need to carry anything around. So anything?
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Chairman.